Well, hello, people. Buck here. Buck's Podcast. Another story out of Alberta here. This one is next to Medicine Hat. 1972, August, date 26, Alberta, Canada, town, Medicine Hat. On September 2nd, 72, we were at the Strathcona Island Park, which is outside of Medicine Hat, Alberta. About 10 of us went to swim in the river, the Saskatchewan River. In the morning, going back to the campsite, I ran ahead of the rest down a winding path. I came to a stop when I smelled what could only be described as a wet dog that rolled in a garbage dump for a couple of weeks. I then heard the brush moving to my right. I turned and looked and saw a large black furry animal facing Saskatoon patch. I could see the crack of its rear end sitting on the ground, and its shoulders were leaning away from me. It was in a sitting position. Was about 5.5 feet in height, 4 feet wide at the shoulders, and about 30 feet away. Its fur was long and shaggy and oily. This thing just did not move at all. Going to Banff a lot? I see black and grizzly bears, and was not calm. And suddenly, a quiet grumbling chatter came from it, to which my brain translated it as "Get away from here." I turned and ran south, continuing down the trail. As I ran, I could hear the thing smashing through the trees with a smash sound. No one else heard or saw anything. Later in the fall, I saw an article about teenagers who saw a Bigfoot north of Seven Persons along the Creek Ravine. When I checked the map, I found out that Seven Persons Creek flows into the South Saskatchewan at Strathcona Park. As he ran along the winding trail from the river to the picnic site, the witness was stopped in his tracks by a foul smell. He described this as being unlike anything he smelled. The smell was like a wet dog rolled in garbage. It was so awful, and he was trying to figure out what it was. A small rustling drew his attention to a massive black back sitting at the patch of a Saskatoon bush. The witness explained that the creature had a conical shaped head sloping into broad shoulders with no visible neck. It didn't look like a bear, and I remained frozen as I did witness. He estimates the shoulders were at least 4 feet across. The creature was sitting. The witness noticed he could see the crack of its buttocks where it sat on the ground from the top of its head to the bottom of his backside. The witness guessed and it was about 5 feet. He figured the creature weighed about 600 pounds, about the average weight of a male grizzly bear. The witness, however, was certain the creature was no bear when he emitted a gargling, chattering sound when he later discovered the Sierra sounds. This was very similar to what he heard as a child. He emulates what he heard was a very resemblance of that samurai chatter heard in the Sierra Sounds recording. Immediately, the witness got a clear message in his mind to run away, and so he did as fast as he could to the picnic site. This was when the creature also made its escape, and you could hear it stomping away through the forest. When the rest of the group finally arrived, he asked if they had seen or smelled anything, but no one else had. The area where the incident occurred is on the edge of the city of Medicine Hat in southeastern Alberta. Strathcona Park is a picnic and daily use area. Even today, the area remains undeveloped to the southwest of the river valley. If a creature like a Bigfoot or a bear was going to be in the area, eating late summer berries along the river valley, it's most likely place where you would find one of these in this region. What strikes me as interesting about the possibility sighting is that the creature remained still. It didn't turn to look or sniff in his direction. And then it chattered at him. This was certainly an experience that struck with him his whole life. Well, they all know that they have their own style of language. Some people say they are, you know, they can communicate you telepathically. Maybe they can. I don't know. This is some things, you know. Well, hopefully we'll find out in time. But, you know, click, like, subscribe. If you like this story, well, thanks for listening. And you're a hockey player. Remember, keep that stick on the ice. Thank you.